So I'm on the last day of the CAS Summer School. We've been learning about how to use Greenfoot. And this morning, the first session was all about actually practical ways of delivering and teaching Greenfoot to classes. So I'm just going to ask Ian. Ian, remember one of the tips from this morning that we discussed?
One of our tips was using Scratch to teach algorithms to advance higher pupils. Get them to write the pseudo or set up the pseudocode with Scratch before they actually code in more complicated languages.
Great. I'm going to jump over to Sue Ferguson. So Sue, one tip.
Can't remember a thing.
And Clark Rice.
One tip that came out of our group is make sure you keep the lessons interesting and always have something that can be compiled pretty quickly so the students have a real sense of achievement and not that they're getting nowhere and missing things out.
Okay, and over to Simon Humphreys.
Well, I was with Ian as well. We were talking about the algorithm design within Scratch. What I like about the scenarios approach that we've had over our 2 days here is kind of giving the kids an awful lot of the kind of the scaffolding, really, and getting to do something quite small and discreet that's got an easy success, which can then lead them on. You kind of build it, factoring in new concepts within each scenario.
Great. And the one I can remember was remember that there's more than one way to solve a problem, and if you're coding or programming, there's not always just one solution. So there we go.